5-0 start so far for the North Andrew boys basketball team. They will play next week. They'll have a Tuesday game against La Plata at NCMC. And Dale Morley said, basketball coach of North Andrew, that since we visited last, we're going to have what figured to be some testers. You were off to a pretty good start at the time, though, with pretty convincing wins over West Platte and Gallatin. And I wouldn't necessarily say that East Atchison, you were going to play the next night, had appreciably more experience than what Gallatin did. But it was a young, promising basketball team that was off to an excellent start. And, it was a team that at least scored a little bit, but North Andrew scored a lot more in a 79-57 win. What kind of test did you get that night?
Well, they have some really talented offensive players, and we had a hard time slowing them down, especially in the first half. And then the second half, I think we settled in a little bit and made them work a little harder to score, and were able to finally open it up. It was probably a closer game than the final score indicated. They played us pretty tough throughout. We finally opened it up in the fourth quarter.
All right, Ted, Worth County then, as the first league game that followed, beat Worth County 2-161-48 in a game that may or may not have been that close, although it was awfully close going into the fourth quarter. First of all, I know you have overall, decent length or height. How do you match up to them?
We actually match up fairly well. They're probably going to be the biggest team we'll see all year, though. Then they have great size, and they've got some kids that shoot the ball well. They've got a big kid that they can pound it into inside, and a couple of their bigger kids actually shoot it pretty well on the perimeter. So they're a matchup problem for most teams, and we probably come about as close in the area here to being able to match them size-wise as anybody. We that was a very close game until the end, and we made free throws down the stretch and opened it up a little bit.
Right, and then did you get the lead early in the fourth quarter? I know that game was kind of a narrow lead for both teams through three. Did you get like a possession or two advantage and just keep it then?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we opened it up a little bit, got 4 or 5 point lead, and they ended up at the end of the game fouling, and we made some free throws to, like I said, to take it from a 7 or 8 point game to a 12 point game.
All right, next test was Jefferson. King City's game's going to be played later. It was called off due to weather, but you had Jefferson and beat Jefferson at Jefferson, 160-56. So there's a little different situation for you in the fact you had to play what looks like a pretty high caliber team based on what they've done, their body of work to this point this season. But you really also had to play a true road game against a fairly familiar opponent that's had some history with North Andrew in playing big games. And there you had to go even deeper into the game, I guess, to execute in order to win in what I assume was probably, a 50-50 game down the stretch?
It pretty much was. We had a lead, a one-point lead at halftime. We'd stretch it out to 4, 5, 6 points, and they'd make a run and come back. We actually had it up to 8 points one time in the second half, and they came back and took a two-point lead. And then we got a steal and tied the game, and we executed pretty well down the stretch, and they shot the ball really, really well, especially in the first half. And then second half, I think we did a little bit better job of closing out and making some shots tougher, although they still made some of those tough shots. But it was just down the stretch. It was a nip and tuck game until the very end. Typical Jefferson team there. Tim does a great job. His kids are always well prepared. They're fundamentally very sound. And on that particular night, they really shot the ball well.
So at least in the last couple games, it looks like you've had a chance. The games have tested the poise that your team would have. You would figure with a veteran team, you'd have some, but it sounds like you've met those tests.
Yes, I feel pretty good about it so far. In fact, when we got down to Jefferson, I called a timeout and just told the kids exactly that term, keep your poise, just keep doing the right things, and we'll find a way to get this done, and they did. And you're right, you were mostly juniors, but juniors with a lot of experience, and they played a lot of basketball and they don't get panicked. And you know, I think it's a group that those tests were good for us in close games. You know, finding out, because the first couple of games were kind of blowouts and it was too easy. So it was good for us to get tested and see that we could come back in a game like that when it was close and we could open it up at the end.
Okay, and then not sure or not, I think it might be the first time or maybe one of the first times that North Andrews played at NCMC. But anyway, we've got La Plata next Tuesday. And the La Plata teams I remember, I'm not all that familiar with them, but they've been down to the state tournament a few times or made the semifinals a couple of three times. And they've always been teams that have just ultra quickness, but they aren't very big at all. And I know they got beat last night against Bramer, but I'm not sure they have – if they're like those other past teams, they're not a great matchup or they don't match up great to Bramer because of Bramer's size. Prior to the Bramer game, they've been going off on a pretty good clip. Are they just small and fast this year?
They are. They're small. They're quick. They've got a 6'3 junior. I think it's Pipes, Trevor Pipes, I think is his name. He's really skilled, talented, athletic kid. They've got another young man, Tristan Lynch. Pipes is 6'3 and Lynch is 6'1, and those are their big kids. But those two are really nice players. And other than that, they just got a whole bunch of 5'9", 5'10", 5'11" kids that are quick, work hard, and they play really hard. I've just seen them one time, but they play some zone. They stretch it out and make you work to attack the basket. So we'll have our hands full. They're size wise, we'll be the bigger team, but they are quick and athletic.
Okay, that's Del Morley, head basketball coach of North Andrew.